brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
What is America's underlying core that's made us so successful? Don't tread on me. We need to rediscover that or we'll be slaves. Me and the Dr. Pacheco were talking about during the break. Speaking of Doc, Dr. D, you disagree with Dr. Pacheco of stevepacheco.com, best-selling author. You can find out stuff there at the site. Dr. D, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, thank you for taking my call. How y'all doing today? Dr. Pacheco and Alex, it's a privilege speaking with you today.
It's a privilege having you, sir. Go ahead.
Alex, I'm the first one to thank you for being an alternative to the low-grade moron slime stream media.
Well, thank you.
We have to budge that. As far as that Obama character, not Obama, Obama. I was early in the game of attacking Obama because I seen him for the fraud he was, like his cousin Bush and Cheney. Dr. Pacheco, I think Alex is well-founded in his concerns about China. And I would look at the past history of China, the 1839 Opium War, where they took a poll recently over China, and the majority of the Chinese, or a large segment, I'll say, was very angry with America about that. 200 and some years later, almost. I think China is totally ruthless enough to, if they need water, all their neighbors better start shaking in fear, because I hear the next great wars that's going to be fought on this planet is going to be about water. And if very well, we start in the
south. Dr. D, but let me just stop you here. The issue for water for China will not be directed towards us. It will be directed towards another country. But you hit on a very good point, Dr. D, and that was, China's next war, if there is to be a war, and it may well be a war, will not be with the United States. It will be with India, because the only source of water that China has is in Tibet. So the issue of Tibet is not about the Dalai Lama, as everybody thought, or Richard Gere's concern whether the Dalai Lama is alive or not. It really is about the Kilimanjaro, the mountains of the Himalayas that have the snow and the capacity to allow the waters to come down into China, and particularly into the Dam Lake. So I predict that what will happen within the next 5 years is you're going to see conflagrations between China and India more than you will with the China and the United States, because China is divided north and south, and it's divided between the rich and the poor, cities. And
that's why we see Pakistan being driven into the arms of the communist Chinese. I care about the Chinese people. And I look at Al Gore and his Foxconn factories. It's all disgusting. Dr. D, did you have a comeback to that?
Yes, sir. My thing, Alex, is there's going to be a greater war in terms of conflict that China is eventually going to have to come out of China, and there's going to be a conflict about resources. I do not perceive the Chinese is going to allow themselves to be flunkies and check bullies for the Zionist entities that's in large control of large parts of this world. That's where I see the conflict, and I see the slow mission creeping through the Western Hemisphere. And I think when at that time comes that they have an expeditionary force here, I think it will become clear to all these so-called intelligence people who couldn't find their tailbones with both hands.
All right. Very interesting point. Let me get Dr. Pacheco's final word on that.
I'm not worried about China. I'm not worried about Zionists. All of these things are gone by the wayside. We're moving at a very fast pace now in the United States. Information capability and cyber war are the initial issues for us.
Hey, I'm worried about the singularity and humans letting this get out of control and all this genetic engineering. I'm worried about major disasters with that stuff unchecked.
Well, I don't know about genetic engineering, but one thing that could create a major disaster is a flu virus that we can't control like we have right now in Shanghai that comes onto a plane and it spreads very quickly. But we can't look at disaster scenarios. You go nuts if you look at it all day long. What you have to look at is basically why we are so big and capable of growing so quickly and changing. No other country can do that, neither China, India, Russia, or anyone in the European.
All right, listen, very thought-provoking talk. Thank you so much. Dr. Steve Pacheco will say bye to you during this break. Tonight, 7 o'clock, InfoWars Nightly News, a lot of key special reports. I'm just trying to get people awake and not just watching television or playing video games or watching sports all day, because the world is rapidly changing and I want to remain free. I want you to be free. That's our bottom line mission.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Will the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me?
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
It is April 1st, 2013. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. We had him on for about 20 minutes last week. I'm getting him on for a full hour. Always interesting, Dr. Chief Steve Pachinik. He's going to be with us in the third hour. We will open the phones up so you can have a chance to ask him a few questions during that period. We're also going to have open phones in the first and second hour today, interspersed with the news and information. But here's what I want to say just out of the gates. Just as North Korea lacks the technical ability to manufacture an automobile, just as North Korea lacks the technical capability to feed its own population, just as North Korea and authoritarianism in its purest form creates total collapse of human civilization, the total state is the collapse of everything. But those that wish to inhabit the total state always have such a relish for dominating and controlling that they can't allow anyone in their system to be free or open, so the society rots. But just as the West, not just China, but the West, ABB, the Swiss company that was headed up by Donald Rumsfeld at the time in 1996, transferred the nuclear reactors, sold them to them, so they could produce fissile material for atomic and hydrogen bombs. And that's on record that the West armed North Korea. It's on record the West has moved our entire industrial capacity and capability to a large extent to the third world and predominantly China. It is a fact that we have been economically slowly strangled and culturally strangled. When you turn on the television, not just TV news, but any other system of establishment media, films, entertainment, you name it, it is all anti-liberty, anti-human, anti-freedom messages so that the United States can be fully broken. The globalists have always hated America because we were resistant to tyrants. And we became the example of liberty worldwide and the opposite of authoritarian centralization. Doesn't mean America has a perfect history, but the idea of rugged individualism is anathema to the enemy. So we are not just to be broken down. We are to be broken completely and, quote, re-educated. That's why our food and water is poisoned. It's why we're dumbed down. It's why they lie all across the country and say it's the law to take vaccines, and the new Canadian numbers just came out. 1 in 55 children have autism. They're killing us. I was talking to the lead singer of Anthrax last night. I'm going to get him on, by the way, guys. You've got to remind me. His number's in there in my phone. I forgot to give it to you. Because I was out to dinner with Dave Mustaine, and I was also out to dinner with the lead singer of Disturbed. I'm not name-dropping. The point is that, you know, Dave was staying at my house this weekend. You're visiting because they're moving to Texas. And I've known Dave for years, but he's been out here looking at houses, staying at my house off and on with his wife and daughter, and when his son comes to visit. But you know, he comes out as well, and it's just they're all awake to the New World Order now. And he was saying most people he knows in the music industry are awake to the New World Order, but then it's the higher-ups, the management and people that are there basically pushing the establishment line and you know, trying to not allow anybody to be successful who doesn't toe the line with the New World Order. That's why you see people coming out who are anti, who've been pro-gun, like Sylvester Stallone, and I saw his quote last week. A month ago, he said restrict guns. I saw the quote last week. Guys, will you pull that up for me again? And he said, look, just get ready to turn them in. We're going to have to go to people's houses and take them. See, they're trying to break the ice here and just get you prepared to have your guns taken. It's really happening. And what am I getting at here? Authoritarianism is real. And it will overrun you like a staph infection, like a cancer. It will overrun you like a person being fed into a wood chipper feet first. And the pain is real. The tyranny is real. The wealth, the liberty is pouring out of us like someone who's had their legs chopped off. And we've got to admit that this is happening to get tourniquets tied around our knees or we're going to bleed out, which is the plan. And again, we're not a person who can't regenerate their legs. We can rise like the phoenix. The idea of liberty can do that. But we're bleeding to death right now. We're going into shock right now. And the globalists are doing everything they can to push us beneath the water to fully salt the earth of this republic. And if you look at what big government has to offer, if you look at the cult of government, where people that work for government or corporations that are associated with it feel this reflected glory and sense of power through the system. That's what they're doing. And I run into people who say to me, we are taking over. We are the collectivist, and you have failed, and you are weak, and you are pathetic, and I don't take what you say as serious. I don't listen to you. You don't count. And it's a mind game. Like Karl Rove telling reporters, I control history. I control reality. I'll change reality tomorrow, and you will dutifully conform yourself to that because I am the establishment. I am basically God. And we've seen Robert Gibbs make similar statements about how we lie to the public on things that are verifiably provable and on record and then laughed at everyone. You know, when he talked about the drone program exists for many years, but I get up there and tell people in press conferences it doesn't exist, and then the media plays along with that. I remember at the time and said, okay, it doesn't exist. That's what I'm getting at here is you either revolt mentally, psychologically, spiritually, and make a break with these people, or we become North Korea. Because in North Korea, you watch the mass rallies and, you know, the inner party members that come out. And that's only a few percentage of the population that are even allowed in the major capital-controlled cities. The other people don't even know where they are. They're basically living two centuries ago. The men and women are put in cages when they're in estrus, when the women are, like you breed animals, and then the babies are taken at birth and sent to government facilities to be basically trained for whatever specialized area they're in. And they've destroyed the basic human system there. North Korea is a globalist communist laboratory of destroying humanity, of a boot stomping on the human face forever. And look, it's a third generation, little fat, pudgy, weak coward who grew up in the most luxury boarding school in the world for his entire life and obsessed with Hollywood and entertainment. And then now he's the dictator over people, threatening to nuke Austin, Texas, where I live. And they can't even get a ICBM off the launch pad. Their medium-range missiles are rotting jokes. But still, the globalists, who are tyrants themselves, need it as the supposed threat. So my point is, if you don't refuse to absolutely break with these people, and if you don't refuse to buy any of their garbage and really hate them and disdain them and speak out against them continually, you will be dominated by a horde of locusts on power trips who are useful idiots who are in some type of mass mob zombie psychology to overrun free societies and dominate them. Listen, the establishment is going to take everything we've got. Because we have gotten in a broken position, we have put ourselves in a position of a broken prostitute who got off the bus when she was 17, a runaway, you know, from Kansas in some place like Los Angeles or from Illinois. And she gets off the bus and wants to be a movie star because the narcissism of television and the culture, she buys into that, and she goes out to Hollywood, and 2 years later, she's been all used up with cigarette burns all over, addicted to heroin because they addicted her to get control of her, and then she's just found dead in the back alley. America is just like that woman, just like that young girl. We buy into the culture, we buy into the Madison Avenue, we buy into the Hollywood, we buy into the Kim Kardashian, we buy into the fact that we're not whole unless we go to this undiscovered, grass-is-greener Hollywood imaginary system. And all it is a weaponized construct really created by Edward Bernays about 90 years ago is when they really started setting it up as a Department of War program to not just take over America, but the world. And Bernays wrote books about it. There's countless books. I mean, that's a fact. It's always been a tool of propaganda. It's just that they couldn't sell their program as hardcore back then as they are now because people wouldn't buy into it. They had to do it by incremental moves. And now when you turn on the television, the ads, the news, the sitcoms, the dramas, all of it is high-tech propaganda selling you that if you'll sign on to globalism, if you'll sign on to turning your guns in and open borders and high taxes on the rich, really the middle class, to transfer the money offshore, that somehow the economy will get kickstarted again. And instead, all we're doing is sticking our legs deeper down the wood chipper. I mean, look at this article that just went up at Infowars.com. World War Z scene changed to please Chinese censors. We've gone in 10 years from criticizing China with forced abortion and infanticide and suicide nets and Falun Gong to our media, from the New Red Dawn to the New World War Z, not even allowing, you know, to show an outbreak starting in China. And I've read the book. That's how it starts. And it's all a big martial law conditioning program. It promotes world government. It promotes Marxism in the book. It says that the collectivist ultimate enemy is American gun owners who are exterminated. And they actually are thankful for the zombies killing the American people, the enemy of the UN. And the UN's the good guy.
So again, this is a UN propaganda film. You got the communist Chinese government openly saying, take American people's guns, and then they now dictate what's in these propaganda films. Of course they do. It's global government.
Now that we have moved into the winter season, there is an increased need to support our immunity and health. At Silver Lungs, we are committed to meeting your needs by providing a full selection of silver-based products. Our most popular silver-based products are the 32-ounce Nano Silver Solutions, our 2-ounce Nano Silver Nasal Applicators, as well as our all-natural silver soaps. Just released is our 100% natural silver gel. Our new silver gel is not based on synthetic gelling agents, which quickly evaporate and leave the silver at the surface. But rather, we have formulated our silver gel using the natural skin nourishing chemistry of aloe vera to quickly penetrate and nourish the skin while delivering the silver more effectively. Visit www.silverlungs.com and click on our store page to find what silver-based products are best for you. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
On the Second Amendment, the latest on total blanket amnesty and the North American Union's complete establishment. That's what this amnesty deal is. It will absolutely bankrupt the country and drive the wages down to nothing, which is the open goal of the UN and the globalists. But I want to say something here. I see things for what they are.
from a historical perspective, if what was going on right now was happening 200 years ago, you would say America and the West has been conquered by a private combine. And that's what the British East India Company did. They conquered most of China, and they conquered India. And they were in control of India for close to 300 years. The British East India Company, it was also the Dutch East India Company, they basically merged later. But the point is, and that's the Queen of England and the Queen of the Netherlands as well. That's British Petroleum, Dutch Royal Shell today. It's just part of it. And both of those families' wealth is are national secrets. These are people that sat on top of the world imperial wealth. And so when we talk about world government, it's not the new world order. It's the old world order. And they have conquered China. The U.S. government at the end of World War II, 1949, put Mao Zedong into power. And the communist Chinese over there have made deals with literal slave factories. No environmental laws, no insurance, no regulations. The parents chain their children. You can type this in. Children in China chained to lamppost, where they may get one meal a day while their parents work up to 24 hours. And the little children sit there and go to the bathroom over the side of the curb in the dirt road, and they chain their children. I'm talking three-year-olds, four-year-olds, to poles. Now, as soon as they're five or six, they're ready. Imagine they want to go work in a slave factory because that's better than being chained to a pole all day. You want to know why folks come here from China and work so hard and get, you know, top of their class A pluses and all the rest of it? Because they've lived in literal hell. There it is, heartbreaking pictures of Chinese toddlers tied up all day because their parents can't afford child care. Let's scroll down and show that. Okay? In fact, there's a famous photo from like 3 years ago that shows a road with a fence on it, chain link cyclone fence, and there's hundreds of kids chained up. Okay. Now, you think when they put an Agenda 21 that basically makes it impossible for us to operate businesses here with inspectors, you know, on purpose removing the authorization to build, say, a deck on your restaurant on South Congress, you spend $500,000 to build it, it's to total specs, and they come and withdraw it and order you to tear it apart. My lawyer, Eric Tabb, beat him locally for that local bar and restaurant. I mean, that's just an example. And it was the only time the city had been beaten in the last decade or something. It's about ruining you and making sure no one can operate in America or Europe or Canada or New Zealand or Australia unless they're insiders. If you're a big insider oil company, you can dump toxic waste right in the river. If you're General Electric, you don't have to even run a clean power plant and your competition is totally clean, they're shut down. This is all on record. You're a big globalist company, you're exempt from Obamacare. And they're hiring bureaucrats that hate our guts. They are imploding us. But this is what I'm trying to get at before we come back and really get into the big news. China now owns the majority of our supposed debt. But if you look at it, Americans have been signed on to over $600 trillion of the $1.5 quadrillion global that's not even our debt. So China owns most of the $16 trillion debt, or the largest piece, that Americans really do owe in the government. You notice government wants to bankrupt things as fast as possible because $16 trillion is not that much when you realize the faith and credit of this country that's still left. They're just telling you now all this debt is yours and then pointing at the welfare class as if they got us into this debt when the welfare class is a very small percentage of this, but I'm still against it because it's very dangerous and they now feel like they're part of the state. They've never done anything in their life. We pay their salaries, the welfare class, the governing class, all of them, but they don't care. Because they are on a power trip through government. So now every Hollywood movie doesn't just have to get Pentagon approval and all this other government approval at the highest levels. There's no law. That's just how it is. Now we have to get approval if there's any criticism. I mean, I've seen cases with Spider-Man and Batman and stuff where there's just one Chinese police officer is shown as corrupt, so they have to edit it. Imagine, the American people don't have any special interest working for us, but foreign communists that run giant death camps now control our media. We'll talk about it when we come back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central, we're here live. We have the InfoWars Nightly News, 7 o'clock Central every evening at InfoWarsNews.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. I mean, I'll just be honest with you. I am mourning our constitutional republic, completely captured by rapacious, predatory, anti-human, eugenics, transhumanist adherents who fully control most of the world's resources and have control of fractional reserve banking and fiat currency, so they can just create unlimited money to impoverish us. They use the fiat not to empower, because of mechanization and industrialization, all the supposed, you know, symbols of wealth are actually very, very easy to be delivered to the public. Instead, They are building a nightmare anti-human system of mass culling. And just to have it hit you that communist China, wildly authoritarian, wildly abusive, and you don't even hear that in the news anymore. And it's because globalism has taken over. The globalists are now able to not just have the foreign IMF and World Bank and Federal Reserve control our currency, our credit, and the nation's credit rating and future and sign us onto their debt through economic conquest, as they're doing other countries. They have teamed up with the communist Chinese with a billion, 300 plus million people who are a eugenics death panel society, as collectivist and basically barbarous as you can get. And now they have movies coming out where the UN is exterminating not just zombies but any humans that won't accept global government, and it's called World War Z. And the communist Chinese don't like the fact that the outbreak happens in China, and so that's been edited so that the Communist Party is happy. I mean, of course they told me we couldn't hand out magazines anywhere in downtown Austin a few weeks ago. Of course they said we can't have Infowars.com on our car now. The police with straight faces, writing tickets. Of course the police chief where I live says ban, semi-autos or anything with 10-round mags as a start and don't have private sales because they want to confiscate them. Of course we live in authoritarianism. You don't get a job now unless you're going to do what the authoritarians say. And it's always going to be more by increment. And here I sit in America, and the communist Chinese, under just direct orders, said you can't have Red Dawn showing communist Chinese invading via Mexico, where, by the way, the Chinese military is massing. But it won't be the Chinese invading us. They'll be invited in under globalism. I mean, they actually have drills like NLE 9, 10, and 11 under FEMA in 2009, 10, and 11, where the Chinese military openly trained, along with 15 other countries, to, quote, take on domestic extremists. And then we got the training manuals, wrote articles about it, and it was to go after gun owners. Our military and the 5th Branch Homeland Security operating domestically trains now and says in the news, this is now headlines, to take on gun-owning, conservative, libertarian, returning veterans, and, quote, white men. And see, that's the unifying thing. Collectivism, anti-gun, anti-family, just say it's anti-white and then sell it as racial branding. And you turn on MSNBC, I mean, this is so over the top, ladies and gentlemen, I can't even believe it. And they say, if you don't support everything the collectivists are doing, if you don't support banker bailouts, if you don't support turning your guns in, if you don't support total open borders, if you don't support massive tax increases, you are a racist. And people say, well, I don't buy into that propaganda. It doesn't matter. They are selling it as politically correct to the minorities that are really the majority, that it is good, and they aren't good people if they don't dislike white people. I mean, this is open, organized, divide and conquer. And, of course, the ultra-rich white people and others that own and run this, they're never going to be touched. They're never going to know. It's all about getting all of us, while they implode the economy, while they bring down our society, getting us all fighting with each other where we see what color we are or what region we're from as the only issue, and not, hey, why is $85 billion a month in a robbery? Because they're going to make us pay this back in taxes and regulations and inflation. Why is that going to the private Federal Reserve and more than half of that to foreign European banks? I mean, that's on record that half the $85 billion, roughly, or a little more than half, goes to foreign European banks, but the Federal Reserve will not tell the Senate and House Banking Committee where the money goes. I could play you the intro from the Obama deception. where the different senators are selling, tell us where the bailout money went. No, I won't tell you, says Ben Bernanke. No, I won't tell you, says the Treasury Secretary at the time, Paulson. And it's the same thing every week. If you watch the hearings every month, it's the same story. I live in a country where the communist Chinese, who own the biggest factories in the world and are billionaires, every one of the inter-party members, upteen billionaires living in giant fortress palaces, helicoptering out to their weekend retreats with giant greenhouses, obsessively with only the purest non-GMO seeds and water. That's even in the news. Communist Chinese insiders, you know, eat organic food, are obsessed with it. They don't take the vaccines. They don't eat the GMO. They are a eugenics operation. They're to kill their own people. They're to enslave their own people ahead of the robots replacing them all. And China is the place where all the GMO, human cloning, genetic engineering, cross species, plant, animal, humanoids, animals, cows that produce human milk. They had that 8 years ago. Rhesus monkey pets that glow in the dark that are part jellyfish. That's 15 years ago. I mean, Pepsi factories with human fetal cells flavoring. I mean, this is all on record, just beyond Blade Runner. And we're here in America watching sitcoms, watching dramas. We're in every sitcom and every drama and every cop show and every thriller, every one of them. You're listening that watch TV out there. You know this is true. Every show, if you don't like vaccines, you're a terrorist, child molester. If you care about guns, you're secretly Al-Qaeda. If you're white, you're all secretly racist. Total, just every show, the father's scum. Men are dumb. Men are foolish. Women run everything. I mean, this is full on war. How do you think the globalists would bring in world authoritarianism? They do it like they're doing it right now. And does that tell you how important this broadcast is? I talked to Dr. Pachinik and I talked to other big insiders. I talked to, I don't even have time to do it now. Every day, it's incredible. I'm not bragging. I'm saying I haven't even realized who we are and how important this broadcast is. And I'll be quite honest. By the grace of God and your prayers, are we even alive and on the air right now? But there's coming a time when the globalists probably are just so arrogant out in the open, they're not going to care. They'll want to smash Alex Jones right in front of you because it's just, I mean, they're now saying we took 10%, we took 40%, now we may just take 100% of everybody's bank accounts. And it turns out the president of Cyprus, you know, the leaders of their parliament, all the insiders months ago got all their money out. Of course they did. I mean, if you're a maid who saved their whole life or a school teacher, now they're saying, well, you know what? We just took 40% of your money. You know, well, I think we're going to take 60 and maybe everything. And they won't let you get your money out of your bank account. They're going to take everything, folks. Thomas Jefferson said the level of tyranny you will live under is the exact level that you will accept. I told you they were going to take everything out of your bank account. I told you they were going to bankrupt every city in the United States and put it under emergency receivership to the globalists that created the fake debt bubble and got your cities to invest in bad derivatives. They wanted the cities to invest in derivatives, then hold everyone hostage saying, too big to fail, all the pension funds, all the city funds, all the county, all the funds will go under. If you don't prop all of this up, and then you sign on to the 1.5 quadrillion globally, and then your cities go bankrupt anyways because it was designed to. They sold the cities, the counties, the cop pension funds, the firefighter pension funds. They sold everybody this stuff because they had to destroy you to make you dependent. There's so much wealth in a free society and a free market. The IMF and World Bank and Exim Bank, all they talk about is getting rid of wealth that's privately held, killing overheating economies, as they call it. If we have a 4% growth rate, they call that overheating, but China can have a 14, 15%, and they don't call it overheating. Because the globalists have overheated it with slave labor that centralized the wealth transfer, didn't go to the people, to burn out the rest of the world's economic system. There was China at some times with 14%, on average 11% growth rates, according to Western Cook numbers, that kept it down because they were using our numbers to crunch it, more like 25% growth rates. Red hot, white hot economy. That was only a economic military system to shut us down. You know, I was telling my wife this morning, I said, you know, sometimes to see something super far away is almost bad, because as it gets closer to you, you become comfortable with it and get over your concern and the fight or flight instinct to actually do something. So I saw the ship over the horizon, you know, with basically Spidey sense, historical sense, wasn't even that, it's just out in the open radar. But for the general blind public, I saw it over the horizon. And I warned everybody, just 2 + 2 = 4, and they said that was a conspiracy theory. And now the New World Order ship is turned, is broadsiding us. We're on fire. But the public has gotten so comfortable with it. But even myself, I saw it coming 20 years ago. And so now it's here, and it's going to get even closer. I mean, they're only firing for the first time now. You know, say they're a galleon, a pirate galleon. They're only doing their first broadside right now, trying to take out our rudders and our main mast. They're going to come back around, rake the other side. We don't even know we're under attack. We're drooling, drunk on TV and culture on the deck. We've been psychologically warfared into just jellyfish, you know, spinelessness. Next, they're going to come up and throw tow cables on. And they're going to come on board, folks, and they're going to throw us all in the ocean. There's your daily analogy. And I'm looking across while they're, you know, reloading these big guns, and the cannons are jumping in their tackle. And I can see their eyes now, and they are crazed with daggers in their teeth and sabers in their hands and pistols all loaded in their waistcoats, and I'm going, we got to do something. The communist Chinese now run our media. Homeland Security is openly saying Al-Qaeda is not the threat. It's white gun owners. I mean, it is just biblical what is preparing to unfold. And then I'm talking to all these different former high-level people in government and current ones, and they tell me that they go to CFR meetings and they go to Pentagon meetings. And most of the people there are listeners and are all upset about what's happening, and they don't know what to do. You don't know what to do. You listen to my show, and you're just, quote, glad I'm there, glad I'm here. I'm going, hey, pirate ship, it's firing on us. And you're all going, yeah, you're right. Man, Alex, you're great. You recognize the pirate ship right as a cannonball takes off somebody's head. And it's because the public is so soft and so stupid, even people that want to do something, at this point, we've just got to dig in and try to salvage something. And just get the word out as fast as we can as things begin to implode, so that people understand why all this is going to happen. But to now know that they are openly announcing plans in Congress to start going over the bank accounts, stealing our money, virtual added taxes, Tobin taxes, wellhead taxes, and the design is to destroy us. We are being conquered. We're under total psychological warfare and economic bombardment. The government has been shipping drugs in as fast as they could and distributing them since the 40s. And now they've finally gotten America so culturally rotten and so decadent and so disconnected that people have become nihilistic. And, you know, say, well, then fine, let it all collapse, even though they don't know what it'll be like once it really collapses. There's this dazed, you know, joking attitude with some people out there that, you know, so what? This is all real, folks. It's all now happening exactly as we said. And I'm not pleased by that. It'd be like if I was up in the crow's nest and I said, you know, use the ship analogy, you know, looks like a big galleon, the one that got stolen a year ago off of Hispaniola. Why, you know, by my eye, I've seen that ship before it was taken by pirates. Looks like Blackbeard's ship, and the pennant at the top looks black. I think I see white on it. I believe it's the Jolly Roger. Make sail. And they're like, what's make sail? And then now the pirate ship is right there with a big black flag, skull and crossbones on it, man, taking us down, hammering us hard. And you see all the traitors. It's so painful to see all the traitors showing who they are. All the big Protestant Catholic churches, police chiefs that have been pro-gun saying, turn your guns in. The great time of evil is here. And when we come back, I'll briefly tell the story, start the next hour, and take your calls and get into all this news. Again, I had family in town this weekend, and kind of a small family reunion out at a little, you know, a resort outside Austin. And I went to that, and I was there about half the time because I had company at my house. And I just was in the hot tub, and all three of these guys were listeners. One guy was from Portland, Oregon, an engineer. The other two were businessmen. One was in construction. The other was another kind of business. I forget. We just had a discussion about how do we fix America? How do we wake folks up to the bankrupting, you know, the banks stealing the money in Cyprus? And this guy gets out of the pool and looks at us and says, we're going to get you, and you can't stop us. It was just so creepy. Like, it was a pirate right there. You know, the natural thing to do, man, these people are dangerous. They're dangerous, and they know. They know what they're doing.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Devastating events like earthquakes, tornadoes, floods, hurricanes, or the threat of martial law have highlighted the need for Americans to prepare for emergencies. As a result, millions are stockpiling food, gold, and weapons. But how will these items help if you or one of your loved ones becomes ill? Supernatural Silver is the ultimate tool to prepare you for a medical emergency. Supernatural Silver is a natural antibiotic that is uniquely effective against bacteria, viruses, mold, and fungus, and is remarkable for wound care. Taken internally or used topically, it can help keep you safe from deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver has over 500 different uses and a long-term shelf life, making it the number one choice of preppers across the country. To find out how this amazing new technology can help you be prepared, go to supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PREPARED for 20% off your entire order and like us on Facebook.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
This is important. People say, well, you know, give us solutions. We've talked about 10th Amendment nullification. We've talked about impeachment. We've talked about, I mean, bottom line, though, America has to wake up and realize that things are being destroyed by design. and that we're being impoverished by design under a managed economy system. In fact, there's a big article out today that's getting a lot of attention where David Stockman, the former head of one of the most important offices, the Office of Management and Budget under President Reagan, says we've been taken over by a criminal cabal that is robbing us and destroying us. They've had two Federal Reserve presidents of Dallas and Kansas City come out. That's a big deal. And say crony capitalism's taken over. We're going to be bankrupted by design. I mean, there is no future here. Do you understand? We're being destroyed, arsoned right now. And the communist Chinese drill. I mean, remember last year they had the Russians drilling to, quote, take on domestic extremists in Colorado. And I was reading the Denver Post, and people thought I was lying on air. And, hey, I don't blame you. You know why? Because that sounds crazy. This is crazy. To have the communist Chinese telling us what we can do. And you know, I told the guys in the hot tub after this establishment authoritarian collaborator left, when I was in that hot tub, I gave him Rob Dew's email because he's good at reading his email. And I said, later in the week, we'll get a couple of you guys on if you want to tell the story of what you saw because it's so unbelievable. We're all calmly sitting there in a hot tub going, I don't know how we bring together the country. I don't know how we unify people around the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the Cyprus situation. They're going to suck our accounts dry here. You know, it's the Federal Reserve. It's the crony capitalist. How do we get our industry back? One guy worked in utility contracting. He was talking about how they were shutting the power plants down. And it was all about saving America and unity. These guys were all successful. One was an electrical engineer. The other guys were successful in business. One guy, has a payroll of $250,000 a month. The other guy, she paid $300,000, he was saying, in taxes to the feds last year. And we're sitting there in the hot tub. I'm watching my kids off running around and stuff at the pool. My wife's over there in the pool. And this guy gets in the tub, and I said, man, that guy's an authoritarian. The way he was about 67 years old, he said he was, later when we talked to him. He had a baseball cap on, and he was sitting there very elitist. And I was talking about China and the suicide nets and the mass extermination. And he goes, hey, China's doing a great job. It's not a problem. Have you read this professor's book? And, we're bringing in globalism to end the violence. Of course, there'll be some problems on the road to it. And I was like, whoa, you mean Fabian socialism? To bring in the world government, there'll be violence, but after it'll all be fixed. And he didn't know who I was, or he said he didn't. And he gets out of the hot tub, and he leans over, and he goes, the age of the white man is over. We're taking over. The demographics have changed, and we're going to get everything. We're going to get, your guns, everything. And he said, you've lost. And we're like, we've lost. We're talking about mega banks draining everybody's accounts. We want to build productivity. And that, and because it was, four white guys in the hot tub. And I'm like, you're here at a resort enjoying the free market. This stuff doesn't exist in socialist countries and places that have become corrupt. It falls apart. And he said, like I said, what you say doesn't matter. We control things now. We control the narrative. And I went, what do you do? And he goes, I'm a government scientist in viruses. And he smiles. And I go, oh, my God, you think there's too many people? And he's like, you bet there is. And I went, oh, my gosh. And he goes, I don't know who you are, and you don't count. And the other guy said, obviously, he meant he knew who I was. He just wanted to say, you don't exist to me. Like, it's where they speak down to us. This was an actual authoritarian enemy operative.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need
needs your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.